Welcome back, Dry Shampoo Divas. We are so excited to wrap up our February relationship episodes with one more relationship.
And what relationship are we talking about today, Erin?
Friends. So it's so important to have friends. I mean, we're constantly talking about mom tribe, and supporting each other through motherhood. And we really do mean that. Friendships with other moms and just other women in general, I think they're so important. And so this whole episode is just all about maintaining friendships, becoming a better friend, finding friendships. And I am really excited about it.
Me too. Me too.
This is going to be awkward. I was hesitant in whether or not to share about friendships because this was a goal of mine to just be a better friend for 2021. And that's a little sad that I had to set that as a goal. I feel like I'm somebody who just does not friend well naturally. I have to work very hard at friending, and that sounds so pathetic. But you know what? Maybe that's the case for other moms out there. So I do need to share, even when I'm feeling a moment of weakness. That's what this is all about.
Exactly. And Erin, when you said there's so many other moms out there, like, friendship failure number one over here. Like, when you're like, I had to put it as a goal, I was like, oh my gosh, that can be a goal? I would fail. I can't put that as a goal. I would fail at that goal.
But I want...
I know my limitations.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. I want everyone to consider like, oh, I could make a goal surrounding that. And I do want to break down some of the barriers we make in our own minds surrounding friendship. So I want to really tackle some of those today. So let's jump in and just start breaking those down. So the first thing I want to tell you about friendship is forget the idea of a chick flick best friend forever.
What?
So put away the matching friendship bracelets. And I hope that you all know what I'm referencing here. I'm talking about when you watch a chick flick and it shows this montage of them when they're five and they're playing Wedding in the Attic. And then since then, they've stayed close forever. And they call each other every day. And they're constantly texting. And they know each other so well. And everything is perfect. Although I love the idea of that. And I would love a montage. Most of us will never have a BFF like that. And that's totally normal. Jessica and I could have a little bit of a montage. We were like BFFs when we were younger. But it's just not realistic for us to like call each other every single day. Is it, Jess?
No, I would feel guilty constantly of being like, oh, sorry, Erin, not right now. Oh, sorry,
friend, I can't. And that's okay because we have different priorities besides a BFF. You know, we have to worry about our kids and we're trying to maintain our relationship with our spouse. And that's healthy. So I'm not here to say you're never going to have a best friend. And I'm not here to say that if you have a best friend relationship like that, that it's not healthy. But I'm just here to say that if that's the relationship you're waiting for in your mind, it's just not super realistic. And so put away the idea of discovering that best friend forever or being sad that you don't have that best friend that maybe you grew up with. That's okay. So the next item I want to move on to is desperate times call for different friends. And I know this sounds weird, but I have several great friends. I truly cannot say I have a best friend. I really don't know who that person would be because in my mind, I have so many great friends that I'm close to. But if some of you out there do, I think that's great. I think it's just important that we validate the type of friendships that we have and we just recognize that they're a blessing. That being said, because I have several close friends, I have different friends for different occasions. And I say that carefully because I don't want this. I want to make sure everyone understands what I mean. So I'm going to give you an example. I have a friend that is newly married. She's career driven. She is a powerhouse of a woman. She has no kids. She just has these aspirations that are incredible. She travels frequently. And sometimes I love just being around her and soaking up all of her travels and living vicariously through her. And I love just feeling her mighty woman energy. And so if I'm just feeling like, whoa, I'm having a hard time feeling like I'm doing well at work, or I just need to feel empowered as a woman or whatever it is, sometimes I just love hanging out with her and kind of feeling recharged in that area. But I also have a coworker with twins that are almost the same age as my son. And sometimes I love just sitting down with her when I need someone to commiserate about three-year-olds with. And when I need potty training advice, hi, Jessica. I come to Jessica, you know? And that's the thing. I think it's so important that we have different friendships, because if I was really feeling beaten down at work and I went and sat down with somebody that didn't really understand the work struggles I was dealing with, I'd probably leave there feeling even more deflated than when I walked in. And so my point is, I don't want you to feel like you have to channel all of your energy in one direction. It's so important to just have different people that you can connect with in a different way and that you can recharge with when you need recharged in different aspects of your life. And for me, I also have to be very careful directing my attention in one direction, because if I'm having a hard time with my three-year-old, and so is my friend that has a three-year-old, it can be a bit of a downer. And I don't know if you've ever experienced that, when you almost are in two similar circumstances and you're like, oh man, I just left there feeling a little hopeless. So just pay attention to how emotionally you're feeling after you kind of have interactions with your friends, and just, I would say, let that be a guide, because emotional well-being is very important. So just be mindful of how people are filling those buckets of friendship for you. So the next thing I want to touch on is being realistic with your friends. So we all have very different levels of what we expect and what we have to offer within our own relationships. So being able to be honest with yourself and with your friends about these two things is very important. I have two friends that are stay-at-home moms, and they are constantly texting and calling each other. And often they'll get together and do play dates. And for a while, I kind of felt like the odd man out. I just, at work all day, I'm not in the position that I can sit and text back and forth. Obviously, if I'm at work and my son's at daycare, I'm not a part of their play dates during the day. So I was feeling left out and kind of like, is this even a relationship I should be in? But then one day it hit me. We have different needs. I have really incredible coworkers that are a joy to work with. They crack me up. I get to visit with people throughout my day. I really get emotionally fulfilled at work. I get to banter and I get to talk with them, and we get to discuss different things happening. And that's not something that most stay-at-home moms have the opportunity to experience. And although I've never been a stay-at-home mom, I imagine that at times it can be pretty isolating. Jessica, do you want to maybe add to that?
About it being isolating? Yes.
Like, have you ever experienced just feeling like, gosh, I would love to interact with adults today, I'm feeling a little isolated? Or like, do you ever experience that?
You know, only on a daily basis.
Oh, you're so funny. So for me, when I was kind of getting jealous of these two moms that are getting together, and well, I'm not getting to participate in these play dates and things, I really had to give myself a reality check and just kind of say, hey, we have different needs. So by them understanding, I don't need to talk every day. In fact, I'm not in the position that I really can talk every day. I just don't have the ability to do that. And me understanding that they do need to talk every day, we're good. They can get together and have their play dates, and that is something that emotionally they need. And for me, where I kind of get that same camaraderie with my coworkers, I don't need it. And so it doesn't always mean we have the same needs, but I think it's having an understanding of those different needs and not letting that get in the way of friendship. So we do have different needs, but we're still really good friends. And the fact that they communicate and get together on a much more frequent basis, it really doesn't bother me anymore. So take the time to have those conversations with your friends. If you want to talk more, talk more. If you want to talk less, talk less. But don't be afraid to fill it out. I mean, I was really nervous to say, I'm so sorry, guys, it's really hard for me to text at work. But if you want to shoot me a text on a Friday, that's a great day for me to sit and chat back and forth with you. I didn't want them to be offended or to feel like they were bothering me, because they certainly weren't. I just didn't want to feel like I was neglecting them. But have those conversations. And if you feel like you do want to be closer with one of your friends and you would love to talk on a more frequent basis, talk about it. We should have open enough communication that we can express those emotional needs. So talk about it. I also have to be very realistic with anyone that wants to have a relationship with me. I'm a really hard person to be friends with. I have to own that. I am a horrible communicator, and Jessica can attest to this.
Hey, you do your best. You do your best.
Oh, that was such a mom answer. Thank you so much. A for effort. F for actual execution. So for me, I have to be upfront with people. I have to own the fact I'm not great at communicating, and I have to kind of put that expectation in place with people that I'm not great at text conversations. So if that's something they need, I probably can't fill that. I can text back and forth a little bit, but I don't know what it is. I would love to say that it's my ADHD. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm really not good at long-term text conversations. I have really good intentions, and then they just are very poorly executed. So that's something I know about myself. And I know that it makes me a little more difficult to communicate with, but I can be upfront with people about it. So I reconnected with one of my friends like a year ago. She would try to text me here and there, and our conversations would never really go anywhere. And finally, I said, hey, can you Marco Polo me? Because for me, Marco Poloing is the main way I stay in touch with people. And so she was like, great, let's Marco Polo. And now we Marco Polo a couple times a week, and we have this great relationship. And so I'm grateful that I've identified that about myself, and that I can own that I'm not great at communicating via text, and that I have found other methods of communicating. But I'm even more grateful for anyone that is willing to put up with me as a friend and text me multiple times. Like, Jessica's had to be like, it's been 5 hours, if you could respond. Or she'll like text me the next day like, hey, didn't hear back. My sister is super cute because she'll do like all of the above. She'll like send me a Marco, and then she'll text me to tell me she sent me a Marco. And then she'll probably throw a postcard in the mail for good measure. Like, hey, oh my gosh, in case you haven't checked your Marco after 4 days, go check your Marco. So she's so good. So yeah, I know it makes me more difficult to deal with, but I'm upfront with people about that. And I think if you have something like that, just let people know and give them realistic expectations. Like I said, for me, it's harder for me to communicate Monday through Friday. But if people want to hit me up, you know, did I say Monday through Friday? Monday through Thursday. But if people want to hit me up Friday, I would love to sit and chat. I would love to have a phone call, all of those things. So I think if you have something like that, just be realistic. Again, have that super open communication, and bless Jessica's heart, because I had surgery and I kind of went off the grid a little bit. Like, I wasn't really checking Marco. I wasn't checking text. And Jessica finally hit me from like every method of communication and was like, so are you alive? Because I'm a little concerned. So bless her heart. Jessica's a good friend. She has to work hard to be friends because I'm difficult, but she has stuck it through. You have truly earned your charm bracelet, Jessica. It's all about
that long haul.
All right. My final point that I want to make with you guys is find those friends. I think many of us have looked at the dating scene and thought to ourselves, oh my gosh, how does anyone meet anyone anymore? I know I've been like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not single. It just seems so much harder to meet people. Everything is social media and apps and different things. But you know, it really is the same situation with friends. So I'm going to give you the assignment to find friends. If you're feeling like you don't have enough friends or you're needing a close relationship, I want to give you the assignment to go find that. But now you're thinking, cool, I love that assignment, but how do I go about it?
Creepy, walking around the grocery store. Will you be my friend? Will you be my friend?
Yeah, make yourself one of those phone number like ripoff things and just, you know, plaster it all over telephone poles with your face on it.
Horrible idea. Don't do this, ladies.
So if you feel like you need to meet some new potential friends, I just wanted to throw out a couple suggestions for how to put yourself out there in a safe, non-telephone poll way.
Good.
So the first one is to advertise, not on a telephone poll, in a good way. I know this sounds really silly, but I'm part of a local mom group with thousands of women on it. And I see posts all the time that are basically written like a personal ad. It's like, hi, if you like pina coladas. No, not really. It just basically says, hi, I'm a mom. I'm in this area. Here's what my kids are like. Here's some of my interests. I would love some new friends. And then people will respond back with like a small bio about them. And if they feel like there's enough there that they want to explore a friendship, they'll message back and forth and see if they can set up like a play date or something. So I feel like moms do that all the time. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm posting about myself. It's fine. And yeah, get to know the local groups that are on your social media and stuff, because you may just meet somebody through there that you feel like you connect really well with. The second point I'm going to make is get to know yourself. Just like we discussed in our recent What's Your Adventure episode, it's really hard for somebody else to get to know you and to connect with you if you don't really know you. So take some time to figure out what your interests are and what you have to lend to a friendship. And Jessica thinks this is hilarious.
No, it's hilarious because it's like, that's why I don't have friends. I don't know who I am.
Well, yeah. I think a prime example would be if you don't really have hobbies, which I think is pretty common for moms to just kind of, you just get so busy and chaotic with everything going on with your kids, you may not have something outside of that. I think, Jessica, a great example would be, you mentioned recently that you and your husband had joined a softball league. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you made some great connections there. Am I right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I think anytime you're willing to put yourself out there and try new hobbies or explore new things, you're going to have the opportunity to meet more people. And so that's why I want to reiterate, getting to know yourself, trying new things, reestablishing those hobbies, taking time for yourself, those are all things that are going to help you to meet people, and not just meet people, but when you do meet people, just know more about who you are. But I will say, don't be afraid to be friends with somebody that has completely different hobbies than you, because Jessica loves herself some yoga. Mm-hmm. I am never going to feel as strongly about yoga as Jessica,
Aaron,
own that. And we still, I feel like Jessica and I are these perfect, we're the perfect blend of opposites that just works. Like anytime we get together, I have a blast, but she is so into like the physical stuff and being healthy. And I'm like, can somebody pass the pasta and the carbs?
Oh my gosh. I love me some pasta and carbs.
You do love pasta, but you work for it, girl. And I just feel like, and Jessica sings in the opera. I've never even seen an opera, which I'm excited to say I am going to go see opera now that Jessica's got me more interested in it.
Oh, yeah.
But just because we have different interests, we still have a blast. So I will say, let your interests maybe guide you into some new friendships, but don't be afraid to get together with somebody that has different hobbies either. So,
love it.
Okay. Reach out to somebody you've lost touch with. This may cause shock and awe, but Jessica and I were besties when we were younger. I'm trying to think what made us besties. We took photo booth pictures together when they were like, put a dollar in, get the photos out. What did we do, Jessica?
Aaron. I feel like it all started and stemmed from, we probably shouldn't go into this, actually.
I was going to say, Jessica and I really became besties in like sixth grade. We just hung out all the time and it wasn't doing anything complex. We'd go see movies together. We'd hang at a park together. We would hang out at each other's houses and, you know, we had some common interests and some common things, you know, just with growing up in big families and things. And we just, like, we stayed tight for quite a while, but then life got busy. We did get separate interests and we drifted apart.
Dun, dun, dun.
But years later, In a state apart, we reconnected, and I'm so thrilled to have Jessica back in my life because although she lives far away, I value her friendship so much, and it's crazy to me to think that if we hadn't reconnected, I wouldn't have that in my life. So if there is somebody that you're like, man, I used to be so much closer to so-and-so, just reach out to them. Make an effort because you never know what'll happen.
And you're welcome. Just kidding.
Jessica and I remember we would make infomercials. We would like do commercials. We would prank call people. Jessica has the best prank calling voice ever. I feel like you now need to give a sample of that.
At least like 6th grade Aaron thought Jessica had the best prank.
I feel like you need to give us an example of your little kid voice because you do a great job.
Well, thank you. But, you know, time's running on this episode, so maybe.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to this someday. Jessica does incredible impressions, and she is the master prank caller. And I really hope my mom's not listening to this episode because then she would know we prank called and we toilet papered. We didn't toilet paper well, but we did it.
I was not the best influence, but I let her live a little. There you go.
Look for opportunities for friendships. Just like we mentioned earlier with Jessica and her softball, look for opportunities to introduce yourself to new groups. You're not going to meet new people if you don't put yourself out there. And one of the easiest ways to do that is basing friendships around hobbies that interest you. So if you've always been somebody that loves reading, join a book club or start a book club. You can start a group about basically anything in the world. I once had a friend that loved Gilmore Girls so much, she would do a discussion group about Gilmore Girls. They would watch the episode, get together and discuss it. They would eat the food from Gilmore Girls. I mean, my point is, odds are you're not going to have this perfect moment at the park where you meet your mom bestie and you just click and you're Hallmark BFFs because you sit on a bench next to each other. So you've got to put yourself out there and look for opportunities. And if you love Gilmore Girls, chances are somebody else does too. So anything, even when I say hobby, like even if there's a TV show or a podcast, just start a discussion, get to know people, and get going. The last thing I want to share with you is simply that friendship is about the little things. Being a better friend was actually inspired by one of my friends, Angela, who is honestly one of the most thoughtful people of all time. She's the person that showed up with a bag of goodies for my family when we were quarantined. She took my son on a day I had to go into work and I didn't have anyone to watch him. She was on my doorstep with ice cream on my birthday with a beautiful hand-drawn card. She is just constantly doing things for other people and she's just incredible. It's astounding. But as much as I try, I will never be Angela. I truly just will never be Angela. I'm not that good. We're different people. We have different lives. We have different challenges. She has different talents, and that's okay. I feel like I've been trying to aspire to Angela level work here, and that's not the idea. The idea is just that if you want to be a better friend, the best advice I can offer you is to just be thoughtful. If somebody has a big event in their life, remember it. So for me, I'm awful at remembering. And so if somebody mentions that there's going to be a hard day for them, they've got a test coming up, they are doing a job interview, you know, whatever it may be, I'll just add a quick little reminder in my calendar. And then I can just make sure I remember them on that day. My friend was taking her nursing boards and I knew she was super nervous about it. I got the reminder on my phone and I just sent her a quick little meme with a note wishing her luck and telling her I knew she was going to ace the test. And I think it's little things like that. It's not always showing up with a hand-drawn card. It's just being there and letting people know that you care. And so, again, I think take that huge weight off of, oh my gosh, I'm not a good enough friend. I'm not able to commit to this at the level that I want. Take that pressure off of yourself. We're so good at loading pressure on ourselves as moms. So just take a second and set that burden down. Being a friend is just caring about somebody. And I think we all know how to do that. So I think the quickest way to gain friends and cultivate deeper friendship is simply by showing that you care. So keep that in mind, and hopefully you got some ideas on maintaining, cultivating, finding friendships today. And we just want to remind you guys how important friendship is and how important it is to feel like you've got somebody there for you to help you get through the journey of motherhood. And just remember, you've always got our tribe and we're always here for you. So if you have something you'd like to share with us or something you're struggling with, or if you have something that is a triumph that you want to share, we're here for you. Feel free to send it our way and we'd love to celebrate with you.
We want to be a part of your adventure too. So submit your topics, questions, or silly stories to us at motherhoodadventurepod@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes.
Become part of our mom tribe by following us on Facebook and Instagram so you don't miss a mess-filled mom moment. Thanks for joining us through our journey of tantrums, triumphs, and teamwork.
Till next time.